Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Lynn here. Today is Friday, September 17th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, the city of Wauchula will be replacing a traffic cabinet at the intersection of 5th Avenue and Bay Street this Saturday from 8 to 11 a.m. An officer will be present to control traffic during that time, but please use extra caution in that area for our workers and other drivers. Once again, it's at the intersection of 5th Avenue and Bay Street this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. And the Polk County Sheriff's Office is requesting assistance from anyone who knows the identity of the man in a surveillance video. His name is believed to be Robert. Robert may live near the Howard Johnson Hotel on North US 98 in Lakeland. On August 8th, around 3 a.m., Robert walked onto a private owner's yard and stole a light blue Huffy mountain bike belonging to the victim's son. This theft occurred in the area of Shannon Drive in unincorporated Lakeland. The surveillance video can be found on the Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida Facebook page. If you recognize Robert, know this man by a different name, or have any other information about this case, please contact Detective Coletti at 863-577-1631 and reference case number 21-32862. Once again, contact Detective Coletti at 863-577-1631 and reference case number 21-32862. If you'd like to remain anonymous, you can always call Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be called in from any cell phone by dialing **TIPS. Your local events, the Hardy versus Fort Meade Chamber Scramble for Commerce Golf Classic is coming up next Saturday, September 25th, starting at 7 a.m. Contests include longest drive, hole-in-one, 21-plus putting closest to the pin, and golf cannon. Space is extremely limited. They'll also have breakfast and catered lunch, along with door and raffle prizes, live entertainment, and cash prizes of up to $400 for the winners. Tournament fees are $100 per player and $350 per team, which include meals, green and cart fees, and two door tickets. It'll be at Bluffs Golf Course, 8037 Highway 17 South in Zolfo Springs. For details, call Jessica Turner at 863-773-6967 or go to hardycc.com for more info and to pick up your tickets. And tonight, clear your plans because you're going to Avon Park and you're watching our Hardy Wildcats take on the Red Devils in a non-district away game. Kickoff starts at 7:30, and if you cannot make it over there, we've got you fully covered. Wes and the gang will bring you live coverage of this matchup starting a few minutes before kickoff on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County, starting with Wansit Construction. They're looking for a medium equipment operator, a high school diploma or GED, and at least 1 to 3 years of related experience are required. St. Amaro Post Acute and Rehab Center is looking for a licensed practical nurses. LPN certification is required, and the Surgery and Endoscopy Center is looking for an ASC business office staff member. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Also, remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuable something inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy MIDDAY at gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, whichever you prefer. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here in Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 83 degrees out, feels like 95 with a 10% chance of rain. Cloudy, shade feels like 91 degrees. The maximum UV index is 3 moderate. Wind southwest at 5 miles per hour with gust up to 7 miles per hour. The humidity is extremely humid, 77%. Air quality is excellent, dew point 76. The cloud cover 90%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 12,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:05 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly cloudy in the morning, scattered showers in the morning with scattered thunderstorms, widespread showers in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s, south winds around 5 miles per hour becoming west in the afternoon with an 80% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight, lows in the lower 70s, east winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening becoming light and variable with a 40% chance of rain. Saturday, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then widespread showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, south winds around 5 miles per hour becoming west in the afternoon with an 80% chance of rain. Saturday night, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, lows in the lower 70s, northwest winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening becoming light and variable with a 20% chance of rain. Sunday, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, chance of rain 70%, and Sunday night, mostly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight, lows in the mid-70s with a 20% chance of rain. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You are all caught up for today, tonight, and the weekend. Now let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA has recently announced updates to the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program 2 includes expanded eligibility and increased flexibility. Florida Ag Commissioner Nikki Fried is encouraging eligible Florida producers to review the program modifications and to apply via your local USDA Farm Service Agency office. USDA has set a deadline of October 12th for eligible producers to apply or modify CFAP 2 applications. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is urging everyone to be informed about the devastation African swine fever can cause if it reaches the U.S. swine herd. Vilsack tells AgWeb.com ASF has never been detected in the U.S. However, it's a very real threat to the U.S. pork industry. He says protecting the U.S. hog herd is a high priority for the entire team at USDA, but it's something they can't do alone. Cattlemen's Beef Association CEO Colin Woodall is talking about two atypical cases of bovine spongiform encephalopathy that was detected in Brazil. According to agrimarketing.com, Woodall says, given Brazil's history of failing to report BSE cases in a timely manner, we must remain vigilant in enforcing our safeguards and holding them accountable. Woodall says, we have full faith and confidence in the abilities of the USDA and Office of the U.S. Trade Representative to enforce our safety standards and trade rules.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also showed that Multimin-90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin-90 in your preconditioning and processing program, talk to your veterinarian, and go to MultiminUSA.com.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Farmers throughout the Southeast are constantly looking at forecasts during these tropical weather seasons, but now they are being advised to double and triple check the short-term outlooks over the next few weeks. Pam Knox, agricultural climatologist and director of the University of Georgia Weather Network, says the continual wet weather that has marked the summer growing season will continue through the next few weeks. That may mean fewer days where farmers can get in the fields.
Farmers will really have to watch for dry periods. In this kind of situation, we get a lot of pop-up storms. It's hard to find a two-day period where it's dry. And so farmers are going to have to really stay right on top of this to make sure that they know when these dry periods are coming so that they can take advantage of those for harvest. And they'll also have to continue to watch the tropical storms. You're not going to want to leave your ready to harvest crops in the field for long times because some of these storms really spin up quickly. And so that all has to factor in as well.
The storms Fred, Ida, and Mindy caused a limited direct impact on crops, but the rainfall contributed to disease pressure and slowed growth. Ida did impact infrastructure and transportation, which in turn has affected agricultural sales. The spring frost is considered to be responsible for a smaller yield for apples, pecans, and muscadine grapes, and much of the corn already harvested. Cotton bolls are opening. Peanuts are beginning to be harvested. Some folks are getting ready to plant cool weather crops.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report and your sports news.
For the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks could not hold on to a brief afternoon gain and wound up ending mostly lower. The S&P 500 and the Dow each lost about 0.2%, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ managed to eke out a gain of about 0.1%. More stocks fell than rose in the S&P 500, and most of the index's sectors took slight losses. Industrial and healthcare companies did the worst, while some retailers rose after a government reported a surprise gain in retail sales last month. The Dow lost 63 points, closing at 34,751. The NASDAQ gained 20 to 15,181. The S&P 500 dropped 7 points to 4,473. New York oil unchanged, closing at $72.61 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Frost. The Toronto Blue Jays are 13-2 this month after a 6-3 victory over the AL East leading Tampa Bay Rays. Blue Jays starting and winning pitcher Robbie Ray allowed a run and 4 hits while striking out 13 over 7 innings.
I think our main focus is no matter who's on the other side of the field, we're going to come out and we're going to play hard and we're going to play our best brand of baseball.
Yankees beat the Orioles 4-3. New York outfielder Brett Gardner hit a go-ahead 2-run single in the ninth and scored twice.
You want to be up there with the game on the line, and obviously feel like I've been having pretty good at-bats recently and seeing the ball well.
Boston edged Seattle 9-4 in 10 innings. Toronto, New York, and Boston all remain in a virtual tie for the two AL wild cards. The West leading Astros won for the third time in 4 games, beating Texas 7-2. L.A. knocked off Central leader Chicago 3-2. It was Oakland 12. Kansas City 10. The Royals scored 5 runs over the past 3 innings, but couldn't catch up. Cleveland routed Minnesota 12-3. This is SRN Sports. San Diego snapped San Francisco's 9-game winning streak 9-6. LA won their 6th straight 5-3 over Arizona and finally picked up ground of the Giants, now just a game and a half out of the West lead. Colorado edged Atlanta 3-2 in 10 innings. The Braves' East lead was trimmed to 3.5 over Philadelphia, who beat Chicago 6-5. Phillies catcher Andrew Knapp had 2 hits and scored the winning run in the ninth on a passed ball, Phillies manager Joe Girardi.
At this point, it doesn't really matter how you do it. You know, we catch a break, we get a curveball that backs up. It just all worked out.
St. Louis beat New York 11-4. The Cardinals have 5 straight wins to solidify their hold on the second wild card. Cards manager Mike Schilt, that's a 3-game sweep at New York.
We talk about being a very well-rounded team in all facets, offensively, defensively, base running, pitching as well, and it was on display for these 3 games.
Miami beat Washington 8-6. It was Pittsburgh 5-4 over Cincinnati. The Italy game went to Detroit 4-1 over Milwaukee as the Tigers completed a 2-game sweep of the NL Central leaders. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. And no other bank deserves that title other than our very own First National Bank of Wauchula. You can stop in and see them at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, or visit them on the web 24/7/365 at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: some days I amaze myself, other days I put my keys in the fridge. Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, a great weekend, and I'll be back on Monday. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.